This episode of Driving with J9 is brought to you by Ford South Africa.
Living the Ranger life is about going beyond the map, turning your passion into a lasting impact. That's right. Because real adventure doesn't come with directions. Live the Ranger life in the Ford Ranger today.
Here to go. That's right.
Welcome to Driving with J9. Today in our Cape Town studio, we have the president of Ford Operations Africa, Neil Hill. Thank you, Neil, for coming all the way down to Cape Town to see me.
Janine, it's always a pleasure to come and see you down in Cape Town. And quite frankly, sitting and doing this with you with a spectacular backdrop behind you, what an absolute pleasure.
It is lovely. Thank you. So I'm going to get straight to it. Ford revealed some interesting stats very recently, and we can get into those later. But there's been a massive influx from the East, especially now in our local vehicle market. So I want to know, how much has this affected the South African vehicle market, and is our automotive industry in trouble or not?
Janine, it's a really good question. I mean, we've seen a massive arrival of a whole lot of Chinese brands coming into South Africa. And I think certainly everybody's sitting up and taking notice about it. I think the interesting thing that I think that we should also remember is that when you look at the composition of vehicles sold in South Africa, Indian source vehicles actually still accounts for the highest percentage. So the recent stats looking at it in year-to-date May, it was sitting at 49.2% of all vehicles sold in South Africa actually sourced from India.
Yeah.
So that is your Toyotas. You've got Toyota products that are coming from India. You've got Suzuki. You've also got products from Hyundai and Kia and different manufacturers like that. What we have seen is there has been a steady rise in terms of the volume of Chinese-sourced vehicles coming into South Africa. And that has been taking sales away from locally built products. When you look at the stat, it's sitting at about 15-16% in terms of all vehicles sold in South Africa currently reported are sourced from China. I think the thing that we've really got to remember is that the dynamics in the global economy are changing and the auto industry are changing, and that is going to be putting pressure on the South African auto industry in particular. And it's something that, you know, from a NAAMSA perspective, and also being part of the seven OEMs that are established in South Africa and producing vehicles, we are very conscious of, you know, we all contribute to the employment of people in South Africa. All said and done, we employ about 430,000 people through the value chain. So, and we are South Africa's largest manufacturing, output in terms of the South African economy. So I think that I would actually say that as South Africans, we should all be worried and we should all be very conscious of what is taking place in our country and looking at opportunities to support local industry. Because every time we replace it with an imported part or an imported product, it's one less locally built product that we actually are putting back into the economy in South Africa.
Would you be comfortable in me asking, what does government need to do then?
I think it's really about having level playing fields. It's about us understanding what's at risk. And, you know, the seven OEMs in South Africa, and this is not only applicable to the manufacturing sector, but when you look at it, there's, you know, we do comply with the BBBEE legislation, and there's a lot of effort and there's a lot of expenditure that goes into it. As importers, they're not actually necessarily fully required to get to level four. They can operate as non-compliant companies. So I think that that's something that we've really got to think about very long and hard, is in terms of how do we level the playing field so that there are not the cost disadvantages that we might be faced with as a manufacturer with a labor base here. Yes, we do participate in the government incentives that are part of the APDP2 program. But, you know, that was something that we crafted in conjunction with government to grow local manufacturing. And, you know, when we signed the document in 2019, the aspiration was that South Africa would produce 1% of global production by 2035, which was in excess of, you know, 1.1 million vehicles. Unfortunately, COVID stepped in between, and we've had a number of whole economic events that have occurred between then and now that have not seen the South African economy grow at the rate that we would have loved to have seen. And, you know, the industry this year is going to be somewhere between 500 and maybe 550,000 vehicles. Mm. The way it's trending at the moment, we are seeing growth on a year-over-year basis.
Yeah.
But we're a far cry from that. So I think that part of what we've got to do, and we are in discussions with government as a manufacturing sector, to understand what we can do to shore up the industry and put safeguards in place that we can protect an industry that, you know, we founded 100 years ago. You know, 1923, Ford Motor Company opened its doors in Port Elizabeth in a wool shed and produced the first cars at the beginning of 1924.
Yeah.
So it's a long, proud history that we've had of producing cars in South Africa. I've been a part of an economy where manufacturing of vehicles has come to an end, and it's a very sad day, and it's a very difficult thing to go through, and I hope we never see it here.
Yeah, I hope so too. But tell me, so with all the new cars coming, and not just Chinese cars, there's a lot of new cars coming. And Ford has clearly had to rethink how to go forward and continue the legacy that you have. What is the Blue Oval brand doing as a local vehicle manufacturer to stay relevant?
So, Janine, I think staying relevant, first and foremost, I've got to talk about Ranger.
Yeah.
You know, for us, Ranger is a pride point. We've invested over 25 billion rand over the last, since 2018, in our facilities in Silverton.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one thing that that still astounds me is, and maybe it's because we're too close to it, there's a lot of people who actually don't know that we build vehicles in South Africa to the rate that we do.
Yeah.
You know, our installed capacity is to build 720 cars a day.
A day, yeah.
So three shifts.
It's crazy.
24/7. And, you know, that's an operation that is just phenomenal. At the moment, we're building 640 vehicles a day. And, you know, we export to over 130 countries. So that gives us tremendous scale, and that allows us to leverage what we do have. And then in addition to that, down in Port Elizabeth or Gqeberha, we still have our engine plant. And there we produce our 2 liter single turbos and 2 liter bi-turbo engines together with the three liter V6 engines that go into the Ranger. And those all go into our vehicles, not only in South Africa, but that we export. So that's something that really works very well for us. Then on top of that, we've got products that we supplement by import, which is where the balance of the APDP2 program comes in. But we're continuing to look at what the South African consumer is needing and wanting, and what we can select from our portfolio, and we continue to bring that. The reality is, though, it's not only going to be about the products that we sell that is going to differentiate the brand from the new arrivals. It's going to be how we treat our customers.
Yeah.
And that's a very, very big push for us, is in terms of something that we've actually been working very hard on, which is called our Ford Family Promise. So what we believe is that we can differentiate ourselves by the service that we provide our customers and the experiences that make Ford a brand that people should be considering, not only because of the products that we sell, but because of the support and the service convenience items that we provide to our customers in that process.
Okay. So considering our economy is a bit in a dire crisis, and you've got dealerships like Volvo, who's closed 12 of its 19 dealerships. You've got Merck and BMW dealerships closing down. But you guys have some exciting news, and you've revealed some interesting stats very recently. Tell me about your dealer footprint and the latest investment that you guys have announced.
Janine, it's a very exciting thing, and we've got some fantastic dealer. We've got great, fantastic dealer partners across South Africa. So our footprint in Southern Africa, so that includes Namibia, Botswana, and Eswatini. We have 118 dealerships across South Africa. What we are always doing is looking at the science behind the experience that customers have when they go in to buy a vehicle. And, you know, that's where, being part of a global company, we have access to a lot of science and research that comes from our colleagues in the US. And they really look at the footprint and the dealership environment that a customer has when they come into a dealership. So yesterday we actually unveiled to the media, including yourself, our new flagship dealership, and right here in the mother city at Paarden Eiland, in terms of Motors Ford Paarden Eiland. And it is the latest iteration of our retail experience that we're offering our customers. And, you know, it's the environment is designed to make it welcoming, to inviting, and it's a non, you know, we know what we know that people don't like going into dealerships because they always feel like they're going into battle. So this is about how do you de-stress that environment and how do you move it from a power play to something that is collaborative, that's inviting, it's warm. Somebody described it as like going into an airport lounge. And, you know, people actually, some of the dealers are turning around and saying, how do I sell cars out of an airport lounge? And we said, just trust us on this.
Yeah.
And that experience, and I think you'll attest to it, is a very warm, inviting experience. So what we're doing is that we're continuously working with our dealers. And over the next 3 years, our dealer investment in their facilities and that we support them through is in excess of 900 million rand. And, you know, that's a program where we're going to almost revamp 50% of our dealer network over the next 3 years in terms of giving our South African consumers the latest experience when it comes to automotive retail, the Ford way.
Yeah.
So that's something that we're super excited about. And we've got fantastic partners that are coming on the journey with us.
Yeah. There's definitely a big change in the dealership, the look and feel. You can immediately pick it up. It's a lot more warm and welcome and comfortable. But just based on all of that, what has local sales been year to date and compared to last year? Is the market growing? And have you seen a resurgence within Ford this year, bearing in mind that the brand's passenger car state is in doubt?
Yeah. Janine, great question. So, I mean, I think if you look at the overall industry as a whole, we have seen an uplift in the industry. And, you know, when you run through the numbers and you can actually see where it is. So from a total growth perspective, the market's up 13.5%.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think after last year's surprise result where the industry actually contracted from 23%, you know, that was a really worrying sign for us in terms of what's actually happening. But to see the first half of 25 coming in like it has been very encouraging. So to give you a comparison, audited figures, we're sitting just shy of 280,000 vehicles sold year to date versus the same point last year was just over 245,000. Oh, wow. So we're up 13.5%. What is also interesting is when you look at the composition of where the vehicles were sold by which what we term as channel, and the dealers sold vehicles sold through the channel still account for the big majority of that. So there's just under 237,000 vehicles sold through the dealer channel. That's up 13%, 12.9% on last year. Government sales are down by almost 10%, 9.8% down at 7,003. And then, of course, you've got rental, which has actually been the standout growth this year. So it's up just over 6,000 units on a year-over-year basis, or 31%. But I think it's encouraging to see the growth. Within that, I would say that, you know, the bias has been towards passenger vehicles, but we are starting to see light commercial vehicle sales, of course, which is very important to us with our Ranger lineup, continuing to grow. And you know, the Ford sales, we are up on a year-over-year basis as well. So we're lagging a little bit behind in terms of the absolute industry growth.
Yeah.
So we're probably about 2 to 3 points behind in terms of where we would like to be. But what's encouraging in that is that, you know, we've been refreshing our product lineup. Territory, which we launched this time last year, has established itself very well. Mustang, you know, what can we say? No, everybody loves a Mustang, and people are loving Mustang Dark Horse in particular. So we've got a waiting list for those that goes through to next year.
Oh wow!
You know, our Ford Raptor, the Ranger Raptor, is also another vehicle that always puts a smile on people's face. And every time that we think that when we land a shipment that comes in from Thailand that we've satisfied the demand, it's a case of no, we need more.
Okay.
So you know, in that regard, we are positively encouraged by what we're seeing in terms of demand for our product. There's momentum growing and we've got confidence in our dealer network. So the good news is that Ford is up on a year-over-year basis as well.
That's great. I see you guys more often than not. And every time I do see you, you hear Ford Family Promise, Ford Family Promise. And I think it's become your mantra now. But what does it mean as opposed to a guarantee or warranty when something goes wrong? Why does it add value to a Ford customer?
It's such a great question. And you couldn't have framed it better for me, Janine, because we started off, it was the Ford Family Guarantee.
Yes.
And Taryn Natu joined us as our marketing director at the beginning of the year. She came in and she said, hold on, Why are we calling it guarantee? Because guarantee is there when something goes wrong.
Exactly, yeah.
And she said, no, we should call it the Ford Family Promise. And we reflected on it, and we debated, and we discussed it, and we actually went, she was right.
Yeah.
And the Ford Family Promise is something that you promise to your family that you're going to provide them.
Yeah.
And you honor your commitment from a promise. Versus a guarantee is when something goes wrong, then you do X.
Yeah.
So the Ford Family Promise is built on convenience and service items that we offer to every customer who buys a Ford vehicle.
Yeah.
So things like, for example, pickup and delivery. So, I mean, I'm a classic example of that. I'm too busy to actually arrange to get my car serviced. Our dealerships actually will come and fetch a car from you, take it to their dealerships, do a routine service. So it's a routine logbook service. Yeah. And then return it to you, and they'll pick it up from work. They'll pick it up from your house. We also have mobile service. So a car, a technician will actually come in a mobile service unit and come and service a vehicle at your place of work, at your house, and make it very convenient for you. Ford Pass, I think, is one of the great features that we offer on all of our vehicles, which are connected. You have remote access, command and control. You can check if your vehicle's locked. You can find where it is. You can make online service bookings through the app, which is another one of the features. But then we go into things like our Ford Financial Services or Ford Credit that offer finance. We offer a 2-year warranty on our parts that are fitted, genuine Ford parts. 24/7 roadside assistance, inclusive service plans. I could go on because we've actually got 22 items that make up the Ford Family Promise.
Okay.
We started off at 15 and then we went, no, but hold on, we've got this and what about that and we can do this. And what's ended up happening is that we've actually extended it to 22 now, and we're continuously reviewing it and looking at other ways that we can offer our customers a differentiated customer and ownership experience that is fully inclusive. The one that I also forgot to mention is that every time somebody buys, anybody who buys a 4x4 Ranger automatically gets free 4x4 driver training. Yeah. So nothing nicer than actually buying a 4x4 and then being shown how to use it and to be able to test your skills against the vehicle's capabilities and grow in confidence in terms of how you can drive your vehicle. So, you know, that's the exciting thing about it, is that it's not just about the products that we sell. It's about the added value that we give to create this unique ownership experience.
Yeah. I've had one of our readers who attended that Ford driving skill event, and he actually bought a Raptor because of that event. So, yeah, that does help.
We love stories like
that. Yeah, no, absolutely. But then back to the pickup and delivery service. One of our writers has experienced that and wrote about it, and, you know, that it's really convenient. But how do you ensure security and safety? Because I've heard of a luxury brand where people have had their cars stolen from their driveway. And, you know, you don't expect that.
Yeah.
So how do you ensure safety with this kind of thing?
So that was one of the big discussion points that we had with the dealers when we were talking to them about the pickup and delivery aspect. And then also there's the insurance aspect of it, in terms of when the vehicle's been driven from the customer's point of pickup to the dealership and back. So we worked with the dealers in terms of trying to identify security points that we could actually offer to make sure that it is a genuine experience and that it is somebody from the dealership. So, you know, things like for the person pitching, arriving to collect the vehicle with the dealership's clothing, you know, with identification. You know, the communication is between the service advisor and the customer. So it's a very, very thorough process. There's always meticulous checking. The driver will phone you to come and arrange, you know, to make sure they make the arrangements. You've got the driver's cell phone number. And at any particular point in time, the customer can actually verify the credentials of the person with the dealership.
Right.
So, you know, it's something that we are very, very conscious of, and we continue to look for every possible way that we can make it a safe experience in terms of safety for the vehicle or security on the vehicle, because, you know, that is a big concern.
Yeah.
You do worry about a vehicle going missing when it's in the dealership's hands, and we do everything that we can. Challenge in South Africa, as we all know, is that there's always creative individuals out there looking for new ways, but our job is to try and figure out how to stop them before they happen.
Oh, that's very good. That's good to know. If there's one thing that brings South Africans together, it's a rugby. But I also think it's Buc-ee's. And I've been seeing the new Ranger ad everywhere, on TV, online, everywhere. And it's almost the epitome of South Africanness, because mm-hmm. that's become a thing. Tell me about this campaign, because it's something very different from anything I've seen from Ford before.
Janine, it's such a wonderful thing to behold, because, you know, we sat down with the agency and the marketing team and we started having discussions around, you know, how do you differentiate yourself in a very competitive segment, and there's very strong established players. Toyota, Hilux, Isuzu, D-Max, you know, it's been the perennial battle between the three of us, plus then you've got all of the new entrants coming in. And we really looked at it in terms of, what do we believe the true value of a Ranger is? How does it make you feel when you drive a Ranger?
Yeah.
And the one thing that we believe is that it's not about the product, but it's actually about what it means to the customer. And it's the lifestyle and the sentiment of the customer's psyche. And that's why, you know, it's coined Live the Ranger Life.
Yeah.
And it is about what Ranger does, irrespective of what derivative you're buying, be it from a, you know, single cab workhorse that's transporting wild animals in the TV commercial, to a super cab, to a Raptor, to a double cab, you know, 4x4. Each person has a unique reason for having bought the vehicle and why they get enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
The Ranger is an enabler to allow you to live the Ranger life.
Mm.
What we really wanted to do, though, was capture unique South Africanness, which I think is what we have captured. I'm very, very proud of what the team have put out there. And I think, you know, everybody with the cast of characters that we do have, and then there's quite a number of them, I think everybody's already getting favorites.
Yes, definitely.
And you know, naturally, I think, you know, in the approval process and things like that, I've seen the commercial a good number of times, and I still smile. There's still a chuckle that I get from some of the, you know, some of the scenes and things like that. But for us, it's about South Africa's great outdoors, and I think that comes through in the scenery. I think nobody likes anything more than a road trip.
Yeah.
We have got such an amazing country, such incredible roads, and a road trip is something that everybody looks forward to, especially when you've got a great product to drive, and that's what Ranger is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we coined one of the things, we picked up on one of the things that makes it unique as well, which is you've got to have a track to listen to. You've got to have a playlist.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's something that resonates with everybody. And certainly the reactions that we've been getting has been very, very positive. So.
And I love the coffee that's also brewing it, because everyone loves coffee.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's also just showing the versatility of what you can do with a Ranger.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then all of a sudden you've got a dude making coffee in the middle of nowhere, which is fantastic. But it also is just like, it's quirky, but it's fun. Yeah. And I think it's quintessential South African life.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Neil. Thank you for your time. I know how busy you are, and I really appreciate you coming today to join us on this episode of Driving with J9.
Janine, absolute pleasure. Never too busy to talk to you. It's always great to spend time talking about the business that we love and something that's so important to the South African economy and to Ford in South Africa. So appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Thanks, Neil. That's it. Catch us again next time with Driving with J9.
Living the Ranger life is about going beyond the map, turning your passion into a lasting impact. That's right. Because real adventure doesn't come with directions. Live the Ranger life in the Ford Ranger today.
Here you go. That's right. That's right.